Love on the way, Chappell Roan, Shaboozy, and more.
Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria tomorrow reaching a high of 29, Johannesburg 27, Mbombela 31 degrees. President Cyril Ramaphosa spoke to the media at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland this afternoon, and he emphasized the country's attempts to assure investors that load shedding is being dealt with decisively.
Things are going very well, and this has led to a lot of increased confidence because that is the one issue they kept raising with us.
This week marks more than 300 days without load shedding. Meanwhile, City Power has embarked on a metering campaign aimed at targeting non-paying customers in the city. Spokesperson Isaac Mangena says metering technicians will be conducting audits and replacing faulty and non-vending prepaid meters.
Customers who refuse meter normalization, particularly in cases of faulty or tampered meters, they leave us with no option but to disconnect them with a fine of over 14,000 rand imposed for single-phase connections, along with additional reconnection fees. Three-phase connections may incur penalties exceeding about 80,000 rand.
Still on the topic of power, the Airports Company of South Africa says power has been restored at the Cape Town International Airport after experiencing a power interruption which caused flight delays and disruptions there. And 6 days into the new academic year, many unresolved challenges within the education sector remain. A report by Zero Dropout highlights challenges like teenage pregnancy significantly contributing to school dropouts. So the organization's Colin Wordle warns that although there are government interventions to a certain degree, the root cause of social factors aren't fully addressed. Here's his suggestion.
We need real-time tracking, and that learners are also provided with things such as unique identifier numbers so that we can track them through the education system when they enter at grade R, right up until they get to matric.
And while Minister of Education Siviwe Gwagube's goal to eradicate pit toilets has been welcomed by many, it's also faced skepticism.
This goal has not been promulgated and included in the new norms that do not have timelines or even legally binding deadlines.
That was Equal Education's Masachaba Ntsane. She says the minister's plan should involve local stakeholders who have a deeper understanding of the issue. And finally, an economist at the Northwest University, Valdo Krichel, says consumers are still in a good spot as food prices are not rapidly increasing in comparison to the last few years. This as inflation increased to 3% in December, up from 2.9% in November. Krichel does, however, say the country is now subjected to external factors like the dollar-rand exchange rate and oil prices. For Jekka and FM News, I'm Marlene Frischier. From myself and the rest of the team, have a good evening.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
This is what we do
on Jekka and FM. Bye.